From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. This afternoon, a student opened fire at Arapahoe High School in Centennial, Colorado, near Denver. Arapahoe County Sheriff Grayson Robinson spoke to reporters later in the day. He said the student was armed with a shotgun.
Today at 12:33 p.m., a lone gunman entered the school on the west side. The gunman came into the school and immediately asked for the location of a very specific teacher, and he named that teacher by name.
The sheriff says one student, a 15-year-old girl, was shot and is in critical condition. Another was shot and sustained a minor injury and has now been released from the hospital. Sheriff Robinson says the suspect has died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Joining us from Centennial is Colorado Public Radio Megan Verlee. And Megan, what more can you tell us about what happened today?
Well, as it's being described, the student walked into the school openly carrying that shotgun and asking for that teacher. As soon as students heard that, they went to warn the teacher. He got out of the school very quickly, and Sheriff Robinson described what happened.
He departed the school. That was a very wise tactical decision. He took himself away from the school with an effort to try to encourage the shooter to go with him.
Now, apparently that effort was not successful. The shooter stayed in the school. And when armed deputies got to him about 5 minutes later, he had killed himself.
Megan, any more information about this student who carried out the shooting, what his motive may have been, or any connection to this teacher who he was specifically targeting?
The sheriff says they have ID'd the student, but are not releasing that anything much about him. He did say that this was an act of, quote, revenge for some sort of confrontation altercation between him and the teacher.
Megan, we mentioned that the one student who was not badly injured has been treated and released, but there is the other, a 15-year-old girl in critical condition. Any other word on her status?
Just that it is very serious. She was taken immediately into emergency surgery. Apparently, she was just a bystander to this, had not confronted the gunman, but was very much in the wrong place.
There were horrifying images coming out of the school of these high school students filing out with their hands over their heads, being frisked by police. And you went to the church where parents were then being reunited with their children. It must have been just a wrenching thing to see.
It really was. As often happens now with these disasters and these emergencies, so many of those parents were on cell phones even before their students got there, checking in with them, trying to get word. But that didn't really ease the tension until the kids started arriving on buses and running out to their parents. You got a sense of how quickly they had to leave the school. There were kids in gym shorts and T-shirts. Nobody had a backpack. It was cold today, and these kids came off the bus looking like they'd just come out of gym class.
This high school, Arapahoe High School, is not far from Columbine High School. Of course, we all know about the mass shooting that took place at the school there in 1999. And there were protocols established after that shooting for how to deal with situations like this. Protocols that officials there today said have become all too familiar. They've had to do this too many times.
Oh, yes. The one big thing they learned from Columbine was that you go in fast. At Columbine, they waited and more students died. Today, as soon as law enforcement knew what was going on, they were running and rushing into that school.
That's Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee in Centennial, Colorado. Megan, thank you.
Thanks.
And again, repeating the news, we've been talking about a shooting today at Arapahoe High School. Again, that gunman is dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. One other student, a 15-year-old girl, is critically wounded, and a third has been treated and released.